You should not listen to this with small children around. It may lead to trauma, and I cannot be held responsible for any therapy that may be needed. Listening discretion is advised.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi.
Hi, welcome back.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are...
Changing the Chances, yeah!
Oh, well, that was impressive.
Yeah, you like that?
I did. Oh my gosh. Somebody's like stepping up his introduction game.
Maybe. We'll see.
Are you trying to steal my thunder?
I don't have to steal anything. I'm soaked like butter, baby.
Ouch.
I love you.
Really? You want to do this podcast alone? You probably could. Let's just...
No way. No way.
Man.
I could not.
The only hard part about you doing it alone is then Max would have to censor you all the time, and I don't know how well that would go.
He would just sit here and shake his head and be like, I can't use any of this.
He's like, and that's it. I'm glad you recorded for 50 minutes. I've got 5 minutes of usable stuff. He's like, good job.
I can't even piece this together.
That's a little funny. As you know, we've missed a whole week.
Apologies.
Today was brought on by a weird train of thought in my head. And it's, you know, anyways, I think it pertains to most parents. I won't say all parents because that's probably too broad of a spectrum to say, but probably most parents of any child ever.
Which is?
And I need to not feel alone in this. Just saying. The abundance of crap kids collect.
Oh, yes.
The abundance of crap.
Piper, I can guarantee you half of this house is filled with her stuff.
It is. It really is.
If not more.
Like
blankets and pillows. And
oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of blankets. And yes, she has 500,000 of them.
Bags of clothes and just toys and books and you name it, she's got it.
yes, 5,000%. So I was going through her toys because, again, an abundance of toys. And first thoughts are why, which I think most parents think. Like, why do we have this many toys? Why?
All of these, yeah.
Why do we need them? Especially in her case, because we have talked in the past, she's not actually a huge toy child.
I feel like she kind of goes through phases on when she enjoys them, because there's been times, you know, you'll bust out a toy and try and get it, you know, get her to play with it, and she could care less. And then, you know,
yeah,
she like a week down the road, getting upset or something, and you're like, what is going on? And you just start pulling out random toys, and then it's like, now I want to check this out. Like,
yeah, very typical with any child. They're kind of like that. You go through phases up and down. But
I mean, I know when I was a kid, like I had my favorite toys that I played with all the time.
Yeah.
And then I had the toys that were like just there.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. But, you know, again, she doesn't have
just walk into her bedroom and start going through her toys like, I want to play with this toy. I want this toy.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
You know.
Yeah, she can't get up and just decide like, hey, I want to go, you know, play with my ball pit and like, Mom, I want my ball pit.
Yeah.
Like, it's... We just got to try and cycle through and give her what, you know, we think she wants or likes or... And, I know that can get really tough sometimes and probably monotonous and boring for her. Like, okay, we've played with these already.
Like, when you can tell she's like any other kid, she just stops playing with it and she's like, that doesn't do anything for me.
No.
I'm not excited. I don't care. Second thing that's super baffling for me is I don't know how to get rid of them, which sounds really stupid. I completely understand it sounds stupid. I understand this because you think, well, just get rid of it. But sometimes she does find joy in it. First of all. Second of all.
A lot of them are, you know, still, I would say all of them are still in great condition.
Also that, yes.
She's not like a typical child. She does not beat the hell out of these toys. Like, yeah, she'll knock them over off her, you know, like her wheelchair tray, and they'll fall on the floor and stuff, but they're still good. They still work. Yeah, they're still fine.
Most of them look brand new.
Yeah, and it just like her crib and other things, like Piper's just not as hard on things as typical kids because she's not as active as a typical kid.
Yeah.
So I do get that to where it's like, these are almost brand new toys. If I'm going to just give them away, can I donate them to like the children's hospital or something?
Yeah, like I would like to it would be easier to donate them
They will only accept toys that have not been opened.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer.
Because they are brand new.
They are. It's like the only thing missing is the actual box. You think a lot of these are
right?
Freaking brand new.
She does have like a lot of like
wish there was maybe like a charity or a program or something that like we could donate clothes and toys that are gently used.
There probably is, and that's probably called the Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Yeah, I mean, but. Because they're gonna give it to people.
Yeah, right? They donate. They don't sell. They
donate. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Which is what I like.
Yes.
Give it to somebody who can use it.
Like, if they're gonna use it, and you know, like they can get something out of it. Yeah. Don't charge them. Just give.
Yeah.
Them.
I don't. I'm not into that. But she also has a lot of stuff like sensory toys or like toys you can do several things with. So I don't like getting rid of those because I like finding new ways, even for myself, to change the way how it's used or presented for her to play with it and interact in a different way because
kids do that.
Yeah.
They, you know, you have a toy and they are playing with it five different ways than what it's made for. Like,
yeah,
kids are just like that.
They're
expanding their little minds. And
just so like, I have lots of stuff like that. And I don't want to give those away, even though she doesn't seem interested, because once in a while, it comes to me in a different way to handle the situation or present in a different way that's either learning for her. It's all probably learning for her, but learning for her and pushing her in a new way. And I don't know. I can't. I just need somebody to do it for me. They have no attachment. They have no memories with any of it. They have no. They're just like, it's fine. These can go.
A lot of them, like, she's gotten for Christmas, or she's gotten from family members that.
Yeah, and I think that's it's hard for me.
That makes it hard because, like, I know her uncle Tim, he takes so much pride.
He really does. And he does great.
He does an amazing job every Christmas. And, you know, all of the toys that he gets are freaking expensive, man. Like,
well, toys are expensive.
They really are. It's like, oh, here are $30 for this. And it's like, really? That's 30 bucks? Are you serious? Like, holy shit. But I know the last couple of years, he is spent some good money on her because he's like, yeah, she liked mine the best. Like, this is it. This is what's up.
It's like bragging rights.
Yeah. And which is perfectly fine. But he does, well, what was it this year? He got like a Leapfrog thing he got her or something like that.
Yeah, he got her like a laptop that turns into a tablet.
Yeah.
Kind of toy. It is very cool. And she loves it.
Lots of learning things in it. Mm-hmm. And she does. She enjoys it because it speaks to her. She can press buttons and get. Yeah. And Tim was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was like 50, 60. He got her like
three things. Yeah.
And
like,
I know that. He got her a lot of stuff. That Leapfrog thing was like 50, 60 bucks. So to just. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it if I gave it to a family that I knew.
Like, could use it could and use made it. It and loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Or like they're like, man, we would love for our little one to have something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's easier. It's way really easier.
Because then it's like, here, by all means, we know Piper, in her, you know, circumstances and stuff, loves things like this.
Yeah.
So if it could go to another family, it would be that much easier to part ways with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I get that for sure.
It's just not that easy.
Ugh.
If only it was that easy.
Yeah. But I do think this is a struggle with most parents. I think toys just, I don't know where half of them come from. I don't know how they got here, but they're here and it feels like they're multiplying. How? I don't know. But it's real. The other thing, and I just posted recently about this, is clothes. This girl.
Oh my gosh, the clothes.
You would think she's a diva. She has so many dang clothes. She
really, yeah. Like, I think she's got more clothes than you and I combined.
Oh. She has so much. It is unreal.
Which I can't be mad at because, you know, it's great.
Well, I think I think
everybody is, oh, I saw this shirt and it made me think of her. I had to get it for her.
Yeah, and they're all adorable. You know,
like, look at these leggings. I got these leggings. I saw them. I had to get them for her.
I think clothes is one of those things. One, people do like to buy for children because they are adorable.
Oh, yeah.
And in her case, because, again, toys aren't always a huge hit and clothes are always welcome because she could wear clothes every day. They're very useful. Yes. And, you know, in our case, it's like good and bad, I'm going to say, on this scale, and the fact that, so when you have babies, I think babies have an abundance of clothes because that's when everyone is constantly buying you clothes because they're adorable. And as they
outgrow them so fast, like
they do, but you still have a gajillion of them. In our favor, she wore every single piece of her clothing from 0 to 3 months for like a year because that's just who she is. So we were lucky in that aspect. I mean,
her first Christmas, she fit inside of a Christmas stocking.
Like, oh my gosh, I know, she's so cute. Best picture ever. Right, I need to make a note that needs to go up on the website because it's so cute.
That was a cute one. But yeah, she doesn't outgrow her clothes very, you know, very fast.
So it's good and it's bad.
She doesn't wear them. Like, I know with me, my thing, jeans. I had holes in my jeans within weeks of getting a brand new pair. My mom couldn't believe it. And it's like, I don't know what to tell you, Mom. I just wear them.
Yeah. Because kids, they're just hard on things.
Yeah, kids are just hard on clothes and stuff because they're so active and rambunctious and stuff like that. And again, unfortunately, Piper is not. So she gets to reap the benefits of, you know, outfits that.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't outgrow them. Mm-hmm. So she can continuously wear them, you know, and then it's like, oh, wow. You are kind of outgrowing this now. Like,
and guess what? She has so many of them. Most of her clothes look brand new still because she's not wearing them out like a kid and because she has so many of them.
Who was it that we gave a bunch of her dresses and stuff to? Like, she had some adorable dresses from when she was like a baby.
So I'm not specifically sure, but I do know that our friend Roger Ray, when he was expecting his second.
That's right. Okay.
We officially decided we were done having kids. We literally took like 3 totes of Piper's clothes. That's there.
I couldn't remember who it was. I'm like, we took a bunch of her stuff.
And whether she wore them or didn't wear them, they became her problem and I didn't have to deal with them.
But she did. She had so much stuff in those, those totes
so much.
That were just
so much.
Easter dresses and, you know, stuff like that she wore once, maybe twice, and you know, like, pretty dress. That's a super cute dress.
Yeah. And I just, like I said, I just posted on Instagram, if anybody follows me, like, just the one box of clothes that I brought from last summer of things that still fit her because she hasn't outgrown them. And it is a ton. It is a ton of clothes. And that's
so much.
Here's the thing, that's only what I packed away. That didn't include every t-shirt because those I left in her closet because you can put a jacket over them. So all of her t-shirts and the ones that she's gotten between last year and this year are all in her closet still. All of her
closets.
Short sleeve dresses didn't make it into that box. They all stayed in her closet along with all the new ones she's acquired between last year and this year. It's almost overwhelming the amount that she has. And it's super funny. I posted that picture on Instagram. Both my mother and your mother said, "That's so funny. I was just looking at summer clothes for Piper." And both of them stopped buying whatever they wanted to buy her because they saw the abundance that she already had.
That's so funny. Tank tops, t-shirts, shorts. I mean, she's got sandals. She's got.
Yeah, she's not. There's no.
No.
None.
And it's.
No it, lacking.
And it's amazing. I love it. Again, your parents, my mom, they just buy her the cutest things.
Yeah.
And that's, well, this is so cute. Piper has to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love. I adore. But at a point, it's like, no, you need to stop. She has enough. Because, you know, I don't think it really. registers with them, like, she's not outgrowing these and she's not wearing them out.
So yeah, so we have them. We just have them. You know, and when she was thinking about outgrowing something, I used to give her clothes to Hannah, but now Hannah has caught up with Piper and is going to surpass her, and that is no longer a thing.
Because, I mean, even now, we have to get, like, pants for her. If we get her pants, they have to be so long because she's so tall.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, they think her waist should be this big, and it's like, no, no, her waist is only this big.
Itty-bitty little
waist. Like, she's tall and tiny.
Yeah. I was just looking at some of her shorts today that fit really well. Some of her jean shorts, of all things, that fit really well, because upside of shorts is, like, you can buy the size 5, which are tiny, 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 which you would never buy normally for her. But if they're like Bermuda shorts, then they're still long enough on her to cover everything, but still short enough to be shorts, but they fit wonderfully in the waist because...
What's a Bermuda short?
You know, like, there's a regular short, and then there's a Bermuda shorts, like, longer, like, closer to your knee, lengthwise.
All my shorts go past my knees.
Yeah, so. Well, you're a guy, and guys' clothes are completely different than women's clothes. Well,
that's... I don't know what... Bermuda,
like, yeah, but you know the Bermuda women's clothes triangle. You know women's clothes are different than men's clothes. Well,
obviously, that's why I was like, "What is a Bermuda short?" Like, what is I would imagine it to be a tropical style.
Okay, short. Well, it's just longer. It's a longer style short. So even though she's getting taller, you can still buy shorts in a small size. Just get the longer length.
And it's, I put her in some this weekend, and. They still fit her great.
Yeah. They're a size 5. Yeah, yeah, I saw them. That's what I'm saying. Like, again, they're a longer short, so they don't look so short on her really long legs.
Yeah.
But you can get the smaller size to fit her tiny, tiny little waist.
Yes, her itty bitty waist.
But, it was funny that you brought up straight out in the beginning all the abundance of blankets she has. Oh, because I kind of forgot about those. Because
she just posted one that she got a new blanket.
She did. At her MRI. She did. And she doesn't need a new blanket.
No, she doesn't.
Not on any planet. Like, no.
You guys go ahead and keep that. She doesn't need that.
No, I didn't. I didn't, because I have a plan for all these blankets. So I actually have to pull them out, lay them out, see how many she has, and seeing if I have enough to the plan to come to fruition.
And what is this?
What is this plan?
Yeah.
What is because, it? Okay, so the abundance of blankets Piper has have come from her hospital stays, which is not like this exciting thing ever. But they are very, very cute. And they do mean something, because whether it was bad or it was good or whatever,
hospitals. I'm trying to think of a good hospital stay.
Hospital stays are just a part of our lives, story. In her life. And I think that it's okay to embrace that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say, like, I love it, but, like... It.
Like, it's not, like, something we sweep under the rug and don't talk about. Like, we talk about it.
So, my whole thought is that when she has enough blankets, which she might, because, again, she has a gajillion of them.
Yes.
I have some very talented aunts who sew. And I just want to, like, cut off a square of each of the blankets, like, and then make a bigger blanket out of
a little bit of
that way we don't have to keep all the blankets. Eventually she'll just have, like, one big one that has, like, patches of all the different blankets that she's gotten.
That's cute.
See,
I can get behind that.
See, good idea, right? Great. Not idea. Terrible. Yeah. It was funny because I told my mom this, and she goes, great idea, but what are you going to do with all these blankets that have, like, a square, like, missing out of them, was her thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, you wouldn't just cut a square out, you would, like, take the whole top off, like, just shorten the blanket, because they're blankets, you know, there's, like, fleece ones, you could just cut off the top, retie them, and they would still be blankets you could give to somebody. They would just be a foot shorter or whatever.
Yeah.
And nobody's gonna know, because, again, they're a fleece blanket. But so that's my plan. That's my plan with that, to, like, help with the blanket situation, but she can still have that.
She can have all the blankets with one.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea for her.
Yeah, I think so. It's cute.
Because, again, it's another thing I can't get rid of, because even though they're not attached to actually, like, wonderful memories, they are still memories that are part of her life and her world. And
yeah,
that's it. Yeah, it's just, tough. I don't know how you do that. And I get it. The blanket's not the memory. The memory is what's in your head, but...
No, I think us as people, we like to have those, you know, little...
mementos.
Yeah, mementos, like, and tokens.
Physical
and,
objects, yeah. And that's okay, I think, on a small scale, but at some point you have to draw a line. And having, you know, 30 blankets feels excessive. So we're going to have, which I don't know that she even has 30 blankets, but you know, if she did, I'm just saying, like, feels excessive. You've got to draw the line somewhere and figure it out, right?
Yeah, because we can't just keep getting blankets.
No, so I do have an ultimate plan for them at some point.
Okay.
In the future.
I can dig it, though. It does. It sounds very cute.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Bows. She has an abundance of bows, too.
Oh, gosh. she really does. The bows are a little unreal.
But, you know, I get
they're so also much... They're all so cute,
though. So like
the
cute.
The other day when we did the buddy run this weekend, and she had her dinosaur dress on, and then she had her dinosaur bow to match.
Mm-hmm.
She got compliments on both.
Right? I mean, see, you like can't get rid of them because we put them in her hair and she's adorable. And I do her hair.
I'd say at least almost 90,
every
I'd
say day.
At least 90-95% of the time, every day. Like it's, I mean, I know you brush it, but you might not always like do it up.
May not be like super fancy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always like put a ponytail.
I'd say the majority of the time, like you've done something with her hair and put a bow in it or something. Like,
yeah, because it completes the outfit.
I struggle. I mean, it's still just get a ponytail. It's out of her face.
Yeah, but see what happens when you practice? It makes you better at it. And you're way better at putting a ponytail in now than you were
9 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Every once in a while, I can get a bow in there. Or I like to do the little clip ones that I can just clip into her hair after I've pulled it back and put it in a pony.
Okay. Yeah, it's really easy.
Yep. I figured that one out.
Yeah. My next step is to teach you how to braid. You can braid. I have full faith in you. You can braid. Just simple. Like, what's in her hair today? 3-plait braid. Plait. Sorry. They call it a plait somewhere else.
Sure. Okay.
They do. I think in London.
I don't know.
But yes, easy peasy. I think you can definitely do it if I taught you, but you'd have to be willing to learn it. So that's a whole other issue because I can't make you willing to learn it. So, and the look he's giving is, no, I don't need to learn it. I don't need to learn it.
But do I?
No, you don't have to. It's not a requirement.
Like, it's out of her hair in a pony.
Although, you mean out of her face in a pony?
Yeah,
out of her But hair. It's really out of her face when it's braided.
It is. Because she does. She gets those little wispies all over her face and she gets all itchy and stuff.
Well, the thing is, too, is if you put it in too high of a pony, then she just puts her head down and her hair's still on her face.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. I put it in a high pony and she puts her head down and then bloop, right down into her face.
Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yep. So, yeah, one day if you decide that you think learning to braid your child's hair is worth knowing.
I probably should.
I mean, you can YouTube it, I guess. But
the tube
I could
of the you.
I could just tell you. I could just teach you here, hands on everything.
I don't know if she necessarily. Well, no, because she doesn't. I think she likes that I'm very quick with her hair. I brush it, boom, 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 get it all out, brush it,
mm-hmm.
And then I pull it all out into a ponytail, and then I brush it again while I'm holding on to it, and then I put the band in it, tighten it up for her. There, mm-hmm. We're done. Because I've seen it takes you a while when you do it. And
if I do something fancy,
I mean,
the hairstyle I did today probably takes me as much time to do as it does for you to do a ponytail. But that's because I do her hair every day.
Yeah.
And you're right. There are days she's like, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, well, this is what I picked. So
fights you the entire time.
She does. But you know what that means? I'm only getting better because I have to move with her while she fights me. I have to learn how to do these things while she's avidly moving, which is funny because, you know, there are lots of people who are like, well, if I just give her an eye patch, she'll hold still. And I'm like, well, that's not a luxury for me. So... I literally just have to learn to move with her, which also means it's not perfect, but it's fine. It doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to know that I tried. So, but yeah, those, I think I would have done better. I just thought that was like super relatable for anybody who has a child. Doesn't matter who your child is. And maybe not every single person, but if you are not that person and you know how to keep everything like pared down,
like in and out, like, hey, you're getting this, you got to get rid of something else. Or
I know, but it is so funny because as an adult, like I understand that and I do that with my own stuff.
You're like that with me. You're like, you just went and got like 3 new shirts. You need to figure out something and get rid of like something.
I can do that with my stuff, but there's just something about Piper that makes it so hard.
I think it's just part of being a parent and having that attachment. And
yeah. So. And I did have this conversation with my cousin who has a 2-year-old, and she was talking about her having all this stuff and she doesn't know how to get rid of it either. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I am useless. You're only gonna get more. I can't help you. I don't know how to give you advice.
I need you to take my stuff. You want to do that? You want to take my stuff?
I have given her stuff.
I know
you have. And I didn't force it on her. I'm very much the person like, listen, I am avidly getting rid of these. If you would like them, you can take them. You can
have them. If not, they're gone.
Right. They're going somewhere regardless of you taking them. And I don't care if you take them or not. Because I do not like it when people push things on people. I don't like that. I know. We know people like that.
Yes.
We know people like that.
Here, so, take this. I don't want it. Well, I don't want it either. Well, just take it. No, I don't fucking want it. So
this is a weird, this is a little left field, but I'm just going to throw it out there real fast just because we kind of got into that realm of things. And I've been watching Swedish Death Cleaning because I'm crazy. Because it gives me like, true story, love it. I just like to watch. She's so into it right now. I just like it, like, gives me like the motivation to like want to be better and do the things. But anyways, the whole idea of people giving you things, you know, and they like guilt trip you into taking them. This is the way I look at this now in my own life is when somebody says, oh my gosh, this was so-and-so's. You should have it because it's important. First of all, if it was that important, then you keep it is my thought. Because it can be totally something that's not important to me. That's great. It belonged to that human, but and that human was important to me. But this object holds no value for me.
Oh no, I'm of the motion like if I want something of said person that has passed on or whatever, I will ask for it. Can I have that? Is that something that I would appreciate having?
Yeah.
If I don't ask for it, I don't fucking want it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Don't try to shove it off onto me.
But like that's what I'm saying. I'm not in like a line of things. Like somebody we know inherited on whatever level something from somebody else we know. And they're like, well, it was so important. You should have it. And you're like, but if it's so important, why are you giving it away? Yeah, and it's not important. What they're doing is they feel guilty giving it away. So they want to push that guilt onto you so they don't have to feel bad. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yes. I'm so not into that.
They
want
to be the one like, oh, well, I gave it to so-and-so. If they got rid of it, that's on them.
Like, yeah. Like, I did have it, but I really thought they should have it. You know, whatever. Yes. No, I'm not into that. Listen, I don't. And again, see, this is why I can't get rid of Piper stuff. Because for some reason, I'm super attached to it. But other shit, I don't care about. I'm like, I understand that a memory is a memory and I don't have to have a physical object to remind me of a memory. It's a memory. It's going to be there or it's not. Don't need to hold on to an object to remember every good and bad thing in my, you know?
Yeah. But I get it.
So for anybody who's struggling with that, that is my, you tell people no. If they try to give you stuff and guilt trip you tell them no. Say if it's important, then you would keep it. If it's that important, you would keep it.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then get rid of it because I don't want it. That's just me being blunt. You could say it nicer, but
you probably would say it nicer.
It depends on who it is and what it is. Yeah. And if they were super pushy, because I might say it nicely. And then if you kept pushing, then I would probably not be nice anymore.
Really just don't want your shit.
No, then I would tell them the truth. You just feel guilty getting rid of it. And don't you dare put that on me. So figure it out. And then I would make them feel even worse because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I think that was it. I think we're good. I think we covered it.
Yeah. I think that's all we were going
to do. If anybody has a trick to getting rid of kids' stuff.
You know, or like a way of, you know, feeling better about
getting rid of kids. Or maybe even just like a really great organization that'll take used toys. That yeah. won't sell them. I know I could just drop them off at the DI. I don't want to do that. I don't want to. I want to give them to somebody who can, who need them.
Or, well, you know. Push comes to shove, and it gets to a point where it's like, no, no, we really do just need to get rid of them. I guess they will go to the DI.
No, of course, but
I would much rather give them to a family.
Or it would be easier to yeah. get rid of them. Seeing this as the whole pushing on to somebody else, I get it. This is why people do it, because it makes you feel better. I understand. But you're right. There are lots of kids out there who are not abundantly,
they're you not know, as fortunate.
Yeah.
We have a very wonderful and great support group that absolutely adores Piper. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are plenty of families out there that do not have that support
yeah. group. So I would love to give to them. So, you yeah. know, love to. That would be ideal.
So, yeah, if you know, reach out.
Yeah. Changing the Chances Instagram is the best way to get a hold of me. I do have Changing the Chances Facebook, but I'm not phenomenal at checking that one. I do check it, and I do get my messages on there. But Instagram is the place to find me every day, all the days.
Right on. Thanks for coming back and listening to us. And we will catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.